Where are we? What are we talking about? You have to exactly know where we are and what are we talking about. Why? Because we are talking about something you cannot know. That is the point. Let's start again. It's book five. Means we talked about love. Book one. We talked a lot about the philosophy or whatever you want to name it. What is this knowledge really? We talked about it book two. Do you remember all of that? Aha. The point is you have to. Because if you don't, where are you following? Go and find another book, another amazing, interesting, I don't know, story. Because here, why are we here? We are here mainly, simply to learn. To learn what? To learn what is it that we should really learn as a human being? Because I don't remember, I'm sorry, but as everybody else, I was born like a monkey. I was an animal. That's it. And if that animal was put in a special cage, giving the food and everything, that animal wouldn't walk on 2 feet even. Why should it? And wouldn't talk. Therefore what? The animal that doesn't talk, doesn't think. You forget that the thinking that you're doing now is talking. We learned it. Isn't it? Just like that. So, he said, listen, this stuff to learn is something very special. Right at the beginning, first page, before even entering the book, as the preparation, he said something. Do you remember? He said, let me tell you about the philosophy of the delay of 2 years between book one and two. What was that point? Do you remember it? You have to. Because he explained something very logically, cleverly and simple, that in this universe everything has a limit. Everything has a size and proportion. The ring of the nose of the camel and all that, you remember? And at the end of it, except something that is given to some people. And if you don't have the taste, you will not get what I'm saying. What is that? The opening of the book, right? I said, this is something special I want to talk about, which has no quantity, is quality. And quality is limitless. How could you qualify Ludwig von Beethoven? An exception, unique exception, and that unique exception, was it good or bad?
Beautiful.
It was beautiful for billions of people. The guy himself, he was deaf and he didn't really enjoy that much. He was working hard. Mozart was really young when he died. Just a couple of years. And this is what it is. So we want to talk about the stuff that we cannot talk. Therefore, we try to explain it. Then we said, okay, I explained it. Good. You got it? This is just the beginning. Because, I'm sorry, I'm not doing impossible here. What Rumi is trying to do here? To teach you how to correct yourself. He's not correcting you. Rumi doesn't know who you are. Even I don't know. Deep down, only you know who you are. We just talk about the way, the path. We talk about walking this path because you have to walk it. Why? How else you could advance step by step by step? That's why there are six books, step by step, right? Everything is step by step. Said, okay, step three. You learned it? No. I gave you the information about this path. Now you have to really learn it. And for this, you have to study. Look around, you think and educate yourself. Can I say how you educate yourself? Sorry, no. Because I don't know who you are, where you are, and what are you doing. But I can do something for you. What was it in book three? Said, I could tell you what to not follow, what not to listen, because there are a lot of garbages around. Why? Because we are not mature yet. In every single moment, when we look at these few exceptionals, the rest are half animal. Because this is how it works. You have to not to listen to that fellow who will invite you a lot, but he will come to you and he will use it then. Do you remember what was the subject over there? Civilization. The peasant is no good. Civilization is good because we know from animal step by step. First we learn to tame some animals and we learn to agriculture. Centuries went on. Then we realized that no, at the crossroad of a couple of these stuffs, there could be a city. What is the good in the city? What's the good of the civilization? You tell me. Yes. What's good about civilization? How do you have your job? How do you got your specialty? Could you have it in the peasant world? In the peasant world, when in the agricultural time, when I'm sick, my family should take care of me. Because they are around and there is no one else. And no one knows a lot because everybody knows right there. When the crossroad arrived, then the people arrived, the first stuff, school. School cannot be in the villages. School is the cross section. And the school, specialty. You went to school to become a doctor. That's what it is. Civilization is the beginning of a specialty and creation of teacher. Because before that, there is no teacher. Everybody learns from the parent or the family or that's it. We realize that, that's the animal life. Human life, we need to interconnect. More we interconnect, better we get. Look at it now. Now your life is easy because you have that gadget in you. Tick, 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 tick. Oh! If some accidents happen, earthquake, fire, or whatever, that's the first stuff you grab and run out. And 30 years ago, you remember, there was no gadget like this. See the difference? This difference is what we are talking about. Not the quantities here. We're talking about the quality of interconnecting the people. This is what it is. Because me is animal. Every animal has a me, right? Us. Oh, a lot of animals, they have us. They live in herd. We? Only human being. Is there any we in animals? Is there any dolphin who thinks about all the dolphins around the globe? No. We are. How? Talking. He talked about this, book three. Then he came to book four, which was unification. He said, listen, you learn a lot around, right? You have to bring them together to make it one. And look inside you. You have so many different gadgets here and problems here. You have to bring them together. Be one. You are not one. You are a couple of stuff. Yeah. Early in the morning, when you're looking at the mirror, doing this, what are you looking at? Huh, it depends where are you going. If this is early in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and you want to go for jogging, you dress differently, and you represent yourself differently, and you are a sport fellow, and your connection with the people is different. When you go to the office, it depends. If you are in the office and the boss called you to punish you, you behave differently. But if you are a boss and you are supposed to call someone and punish him, you are a different person. Different personalities. Are you in the office the way that you are in the party? No way. Who are you? Let's go back. How did you start your life? What was the first thing that you knew when you were born? Let me remind you that when you were born, you were blind. You cannot open your eyes even. But you knew how to. Yeah. Because you knew exactly, I always say, a fly, two flies will mate. One of them will go away. The other one will look around and will find a piece of dung. We put the baby in it, the egg, and we'll put it in the air, and we'll fly away, and that's it. The fly will never see the babies. The babies are down there a couple of weeks. Then the dung is finished. Then they are a worm. And that worm climbs up and goes up at the top of the tree, then turns to another fly. How does this another fly knows that this is it and there is only 5 days of opportunity to mate and that's it and our season is finished and we'll die? It knows all of it, right? That's how you knew with your smile you could influence the people, right? You are doing exactly the same now that I'm talking to you. And you have the same smile, to look kind, which is a cheating, yes. And this cheating I talked a lot about, and I remind you several times that, remember, this cheating is a main, good, necessary stuff for animals. They live with it. How else they could live? You tell me, a tree wants to have a sex. The other tree is over there. What should they do? We'll make a flower and we'll make that little insect like a pimp. Come and take my sperm, put it there. That's how it works. With this flower, this is the tree of I don't know what stuff.